Thank you, Lord, for the tremendous gift you gave your body, your very own mother. Please help us come to know and appreciate her as the ambassador of your heart, which she truly is. Well, about 25 years ago, we were having a rosary prayer group in Jacksonville, Florida, and the Lord appeared, and I asked him, Lord, what is your heart for this group tonight? And he said, tell them my heart waits. My heart waits. I have done all for you, given all for you. Now all that is left is your response. My heart waits. And just as an aside, this was right after Christmas, and all of us had been busy with many things, as our Lord once told Martha. He continued, when you come home from work in the evening, I am waiting. While you watch the television, I am waiting. While you talk with friends on the phone and go shopping, I am waiting. While you read the paper and fall asleep, I am waiting. My heart waits patiently for just a glance from you in my direction. Sound familiar, heart dwellers? He's not changing. He's the same forever, yesterday, today, and tomorrow, and forever. And he's spoken to us about this before. Anyway, later during the rosary, a brilliant heavenly light appeared in the room, illuminating everything. This was in the spirit. This was not a physical thing everyone could see. A few people saw it. The rays of light were iridescent white, intermingled with gold. And in the midst of this glory stood Our Lady of Fatima, smiling at me. I shifted my gaze to her immaculate heart. It transformed as perfect red roses of every imaginable hue multiplied and poured forth, forming a continuous cascade of roses. They bloomed spontaneously, giving off an intoxicating sweetness. What a vision that was! Suddenly, at the end of this fragrant stream, emerged the Word of God, the sacred scriptures, on fire with golden light. Then Our Lady spoke to me, holding the open Bible in her hands. She said, this is the sweetness of God. And I was given to understand that many sweet and precious words are spoken to us through Jesus in His Word. I remembered back upon the time when I was still in darkness and had picked up a Bible to read. To me, it was just a book and made little sense. But the day after my conversion, it came alive. My heart was stopped in its tracks by the beauty of just one sentence. Then the Blessed Mother gathered a section of pages in her fingers and fanned them. They appeared as multitudes of golden leaves, shimmering like pure gold, transparent as glass. She began to speak. These are the promises of God to His people, and they are precious, precious, precious. After this, the scriptures turned into a sword of lightning, which she extended towards me on her open palms. This is God's healing instrument, she said. Also implied was that it had the power to heal and the power to slay both the evil of self-will and those angels of darkness who work against God's plans, as it is written in Scripture. For indeed the Word of God is living and effective, sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating even between soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and able to discern reflections and thoughts of the heart. And this is where my commentary begins for the group. So what is our response to be? How are we to respond to these beautiful teachings given to us by Our Lady and Our Lord? First of all, and I say that, you know, looking back on that, I have to say that the scriptures in part came from her as well, because she gave birth to the Lord and he gave birth to the New Testament. But first of all, Jesus is waiting for us. He's asking us to give up the many activities that fill our lives and take away from him. He's asking us to cut the frills out of our schedules, to be less curious about worldly things, TV and news, to be less fascinated with shopping malls and acquiring worldly goods that can be stolen by thieves, eaten by moths, but will surely go up in flames in the end. To be less involved in long conversations that can become gossip sessions, not to mention the offense done to our Lord and his mother when we forget charity. All of us hunger for happiness, peace, and pleasure, but as many times as we have drunk our fill of worldly things, we know by experience that what was sweet when we began to take it in very soon turns bitter and flat the next day. All things of this world and the pleasure they bring fade away. But the word of the Lord and his sweetness will endure forever. When the party's over, everyone's gone home and you're left alone, very, very much alone, hurting, confused, needy. No trinket, no food or drink, not even the person closest to you can take away the emptiness inside. This is when you are ready to receive the sweetness of God. This is when his word spoken becomes a spreading perfume that anoints, calms, and heals our interior woundedness. This is the sweetness of God. In this beautiful imagery of leaves of gold, Our Lady speaks of God's promises to us. What kind of king or queen would leave their crown lying out in a common place where it could be stolen? No, when it's not being worn, it is stored secure under lock and key and the royal guard. How much more should we protect these promises in the sanctuary of our hearts? And this is Our Lady's exhortation to us, for it is written, Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. She treasured these words, for they are the words of eternal life. We have all heard the story of the old miser who kept a treasure hidden away. He frequently locked the doors, pulled the shades, and got his treasure out, looking over each golden coin very carefully, stacking, counting, and recounting his store of treasure. How much more should we, entrusted with the precious promises of God, remove the phone, lock the doors, go into our prayer closets, and tuck away with Jesus and his word, pondering in our hearts the infinite heavenly treasures he has laid aside for us and all those who love him? How much more should we desire to ponder and feed on the word of God? And finally, Our Lady presents the scriptures to us as a sword of life and unchanging reality in a world of ideas and morals that are like pockets of quicksand lying hidden in the shifting seas of secular humanism and paganism. The sweetness and promises of Jesus are like the anesthetic that prepares us for surgery. The scriptures, like the scalpel that removes the cancer. The Holy Spirit is the consummate surgeon who remains with us forever. He is there in the recovery room, putting all the right pieces back together again and bringing in all the ones that were missing. He is the one who lifts us up and out of our wheelchairs and begins the therapy whereby we recover our ability to walk in the power of God with a new and purified heart into a fresh new life. But none of these graces will be of any avail to you or me unless we respond by putting into practice what we have been shown. How sad it will be on that day when the throne of judgment is before us and it is our turn to make an accounting of the many graces and lights we were granted. If we do not respond to this request of Our Lady and our Lord to come to Him now and be refreshed, cleansed, and empowered, how beautiful the rewards and blessings for those who do respond, laying aside their worldly pursuits and devoting more time to their Savior, to His sweetness, His promises, His surgery and reordering of our lives. Let us reflect on these words. My just one shall live by faith, and if he draws back, I take no pleasure in him. For we are not among those who draw back and perish, but among those who have faith and will possess life.